USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Monday's drawing for the record-setting $1.9 billion before taxes Powerball has been delayed due to a technical problem. In a statement, lottery officials said the delay was caused by a participating lottery needed extra time to complete the required security protocols. The number should be announced sometime Tuesday. With Democrats running the country for the last 2 years, it's report card time. Are you happy with the direction of America? We'll find out soon as it's midterm election day across the United States. President Trump announced he'll be making a very big announcement from Mar-a-Lago 1 week from today.
I promise you, in the very next very, very, very short period of time, you're going to be so happy, okay?
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in. Time magazine has named Jessica Sibley as chief executive of the media company. Ms. Sibley joins Time from Forbes, where she worked as a chief operating officer. The media executive also held jobs with the Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, and Condé Nast. She will officially start her role as CEO on November 21st. Subtropical storm Nicole is roughly 400 miles from the Bahamas and is forecast to intensify and hit Florida's Atlantic coastline near hurricane status in the next day or two. Its large size is likely to make it a high-impact event. The Baltimore Ravens beat the New Orleans Saints 27-13 on Monday Night Football last night. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
A white powder was sent to Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake's campaign office in Phoenix, and it exposed her staff to the substance. The substance has yet to be determined. Ms. Lake was on Fox News Monday evening saying still no word from the FBI on what the substance is.
The police showed up, the bomb squad showed up, firefighters and the FBI, and they took the envelopes. There were a couple of them at minimum, maybe more, and we were told they took them for testing. Now, this is the first I'm hearing that maybe they haven't, so maybe you know more about it than I do. I've been busy campaigning, and we've just been monitoring our staffers' health, and so far, so good.
The one thing politicians do that can be felt by every American is inflation. Your money doesn't go as far as it once did because overspending by Washington lawmakers makes the value decline. Many Americans say this will be on their minds front and center in the voting booth today. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
The top concern for voters ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections is the economy. The latest Gallup poll reports 49% of registered voters say the economy will be extremely important to their vote. Abortion is second at 42%, and crime is a close third at 40%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Today is National Cappuccino Day. Double espresso, steam milk, and foam. Do you think it's a coincidence that it falls on Election Day? I think not. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.